from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 97.5 WFHR.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The president is urging Hamas and Israeli negotiators gathering in Egypt for crucial talks aimed at ending the war in Gaza to move fast. This, as a 6 p.m. deadline for tonight that he gave 2 days ago, has now come and gone. Our Deborah Pat is in Jerusalem.
Suspended between hope and dread, families and friends of hostages who've been waiting 730 days for their loved ones are not celebrating yet.
We have lived through Hamas lies before. We cannot let another deal collapse.
Many Israelis worry the danger lies within. Right-wing members of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling coalition, Ben Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich, have threatened to collapse his government if Hamas still exists after the hostages are released.
The California National Guard has been sent to Oregon. That happened after a federal court last night had blocked the deployment of the Oregon National Guard to the streets of Portland. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Gavin Newsom said the White House is deploying 300 National Guard troops from California to Portland instead, a move he called a breathtaking abuse of power and one that he will fight in court. The White House says the president was exercising his authority.
Hurricane Priscilla has formed in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Mexico. Forecasters say heavy rainfall and gusty winds are affecting coastal southwestern Mexico. Priscilla's forecast to generally move parallel to the coasts in the coming days. Rival gunmen shot at each other in downtown Montgomery, Alabama, killing two and injuring another 12 last night. There have been no arrests. Montgomery Police Chief James Graybus.
When that exchange erupted, multiple people in the crowd, because this was a crowded area, pulled their own weapons and started discharging.
The Senate is expected to reconvene tomorrow afternoon and once again take up a pair of continuing resolutions to fund the government. That's as Democratic and Republican leaders remain far apart on how to end the partial shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on Face the Nation.
We ought to be talking about the real issue here, which is that we have a health care crisis in America caused by the Republicans. They've barreled us towards a shutdown because they don't want to deal with that crisis. Plain and simple.
A man is arrested and charged with having a Molotov cocktail outside a Washington, D.C. Catholic church ahead of a high-profile mass this morning meant to mark the start of the Supreme Court term. 41-year-old Louis Jerry of Vineland, New Jersey, was arrested after setting up a tent and refusing to leave. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers likely tonight, some rumbles of thunder and a low around 51. For Monday, partly sunny, highs around 63. Monday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. Sunny and breezy on Tuesday, 63 degrees. Low 60s for lows Tuesday night.
Currently, 75 degrees.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Sometimes you have to try.
a peddler bold, a peddler bold he chanced to be. He rolled his pack all on his back, and he came tripping o'er the lea. By chance he met two troublesome blades they chanced to be. One of them was Robin Hood, the other was Little John so free.
Gentlemen of high born blood, gamble gold and Robin Hood.
Oh, peddler, peddler, what's in the pack? Come speedily and tell to me. Several suits of the gay green silk, silken bowstrings two or three. If you have suits of the gay green silk and silken bowstrings two or three, by my body, cries Robin Hood, half your pack belongs to me.
One of the better folk rock groups from England, that was Steel Eye Span with Gamble Gold / Robin Hood. And before that, we opened up the second hour of Seth Face the Music with the Stone Roses and their, actually it's a truncated version of their song, Fool's Gold. Much more to come, everyone. Let's keep it rolling here as hour two gets going. Up next, we have another Neil Young song. Now, I kind of joke about Neil Young being a great songwriter, but as long as someone else is singing his songs. Now, I open up the whole, you know, the whole set this week with Heart of Gold, which I do think is a well-sung song by Neil Simon. But here's another one, and this version is just too pretty not to play. Here's Prelude with After the Gold Rush.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree.
There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1917. I was lying in a burned-out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for a replacement when the sun burst through the skies. There was a band open, it was a lie.
Well, I dreamed I saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and banners flying all around the chosen one.
All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun.
Show.
from their album The Greatest Love. That was London Grammar with Into Gold. Stick around, everyone. Lots more to come here on hour two of Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we have, back in the day, back in the 80s, there was the college scene in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area where a lot of great bands were there. Now, not all of them, in fact, most of them didn't hit it big even after the grunge thing happened, which they were in part influential too, except for one band. And they got a lot of guff for that, but they also wrote and recorded some great songs, and we'll be hearing from them when we get back on WFHR.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
On a playground, trying to push each other down. See the crowd gather round. Nothing attracts a crowd like the crowd. Black gold in a white line. Won't you fill up the tank? Let's go for a ride. I don't care about no wheelchair. I got so much left. Gives them something to do, something to eat. This spot was a playground. This flat land used to be a town. Black gold in a white flag. Won't you fill up the tank? Let's go for a ride. Short light to feel some pride. But this place just makes me feel sad inside. Yeah.
Saint Etienne from their recent album, The Night That Was Gold. And before that, we heard From Soul Asylum, one of their bigger hits, Black Gold, from their mega-selling album, Grave Dancers Union. Coming up next on the show, everyone, we have a band that really liked Edgar Allan Poe. They named several of their songs after his stories. They named one of their albums Tales of the Grotesque and Arabesque, which is the name of a collection of Edgar Allan Poe short stories, one of the first. And this song is no exception. This is the Alan Parsons Project from their album The Turn of a Friendly Card. Here's The Gold Bug.
Been the one I could confide in when trouble seemed to find its path to me. My sadness seemed to lie somewhere within me, till you come on and push it out of me. I can write your name.
One of the better psychedelic bands of the 60s, in my opinion anyway, the Strawberry Alarm Clock with Write Your Name in Gold, and that is from their album Good Morning Starshine. One more segment to go here on South Face of the Music this week, everyone. Stick around. We are going to open it with an 80s band. They're primarily known for one huge hit they had, but they are not one-hit wonders. They did have a couple of other not quite as big hits, and we're going to play one of those when we come back on WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers likely tonight, some rumbles of thunder, and a low around 51. For Monday, partly sunny, highs around 63. Monday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. Sunny and breezy on Tuesday, 63 degrees. Low 60s for lows Tuesday night.
It's 73 at our studio.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff?
Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Always believe it, 'cause you are gold. I'm
Look out your window, the rain is turning into snow. So the time has come, you know, you must decide to stay or go.
Oh, how you love me,
sweet summer blue and gold.
Will you stay with me, long winters gray and cold?
Open up the door, you'll see the wind's not warm anymore. The birds we heard all summer long were chased away by winter storm.
Oh, how you love me,
sweet summer blue and gold.
Will you stay with me, long winters gray and cold?
Tell me with just a word, if you're going to say love, we'll wait the winter out, and when summer comes, we'll play love.
Oh, how you love me,
sweet summer blue and gold.
Will you stay with me, long winters gray and
The band where Linda Ronstadt got her start. That was the Stone Ponies with Sweet Summer Blue and Gold. And before that, we heard from Spandau Ballet and their second biggest hit, probably, that was Gold. Coming up next, everyone, it's a recent band, but they're fantastic. They've got a sound all of their own. It sounds kind of vintage, but at the same time, it's up to date. And I swear to God, every single record on their debut album, self-titled debut album, was fantastic, and this is no exception. Here's the Black Pumas, or Pumas, with Stay Gold.
Colder, summer was colder. Baby, love, don't forsake me. So I took it all in, I blew it all out. On my way to my daddy's, had my head in the clouds. Look, baby, summer. Said, hey, little brother, some of us.
baby, all like foxes and dragons. I say summer gets colder. Baby, love, don't forsake me, 'cause it gets colder. And you know I gotta stay gone. Stay gone. I need a lover. So hold on and help me stay gone.
And that just about does it for Seth Faces the Music this week. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. We appreciate all you listeners out there. Keep on listening. Next week, we'll have another theme. We'll have more music. We'll have more fun. And hopefully, we'll have you. This is it. We got one more song to go tonight before we wrap it up. Lots of psychedelic bands tonight. And I'm glad to do it because I love them. I love those psychedelic bands. This one's a bit more obscure. And this record is considered a collector's item. Here is The Smoke with Gold is the Color of Thought. So long, everybody.
work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
This is Locally Grown Radio,
WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapids Report over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper.
We're pretty close, but I don't want to talk about it until it's done.
President Trump talking about officials from Israel, Hamas, and the U.S. who are meeting in Egypt to hammer out the parts of his peace proposals to end the war in Gaza. Tuesday marks 2 years of fighting. CBS's Deborah Pata.
UNICEF's James Elder is in Gaza. He told us for Palestinians, a deal cannot come soon enough.
This is 2 years of a relentless attack on everything they hold dear.
How important is it right now for the children of Gaza?
Oh, it's everything.